Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 6th chapter of Hilchos Gerushin. In this parak, the Rambam will discuss the concept of shlichos with regards to a get, of agency, of creating a messenger to either receive, deliver, or bring the get. Halach Aleph. Hashliach she'osa isha l'kabal l'gita miyad baila, huwa nikra shliach kabal. A messenger who has been appointed by the woman in order to receive her get from the hands of her husband is referred to as an agent of reception, of receiving the get, a shliach kabbalah. Now, with regards to such a messenger, as soon as the get reaches the hands of this messenger, the woman is immediately divorced as if it reached her own hands. In order to appoint such a messenger, a shliach kabbalah, she needs to do so in front of two witnesses. Moreover, she needs two witnesses to testify that they had seen the get be transferred from the husband into this agent's hand. Nonetheless, Rambam clarifies, they needn't be different witnesses who see this exchange. They could be the very same witnesses, even both of them, the same witnesses who had seen the woman appoint this messenger in the first place. When is it true that she needs witnesses to testify that the get had reached the hands of this messenger? That's true if the get has been lost or torn. However, if the get is in the hands of the shliach kabbalah right now, so then there's no need for witnesses to testify that he had received it. This is true regardless of whether the husband had handed it over to this shliach kabbalah privately or whether he had done so in front of witnesses. Because ultimately, the fact that he's holding on to the get right now is as if the woman herself were holding on to it. Nonetheless, Rambam concludes, it's critical to note that ideally, the husband should not just hand it over to this shliach kabbalah privately, but rather he should do so with witnesses who see the exchange, just as is true with the wife. Halacha Gimel. Now, the husband has no capacity to appoint a messenger to receive the get on behalf of his wife. However, he does have the ability to appoint a messenger to deliver the get to his wife, and such an agent, such a messenger, is referred to as a shliach holacha, a messenger who is going to bring the get to the wife. Similarly, the woman is also able to create such a messenger, one who will bring the get to her from her husband. This is referred to as a messenger of bringing. Now neither of these types of messengers, the shliach holacha or shliach haba, requires witnesses to be appointed. Unlike a shliach kabbalah, appointed by the woman, if a shliach holacha is appointed by the husband, or shliach haba is appointed by the woman, she is not going to be divorced until the get actually reaches her hand, not merely the hand of the shliach. Now, importantly, notes that whenever we refer to a shliach without any distinction, it's referring to one of these two types of messengers, one who has been sent from the husband or from the wife to bring the get actually to the woman. Halacha Vav. Hakol k'sher l'shliach as a get, bein l'shliach kabbalah, bein l'shliach holacha v'abba, chutz min hachmisha. Anyone is valid to serve as a messenger, to either receive the get or to bring the get, except for five people, the Rambam says. A non-Jew, a slave, a deaf mute, someone who is not mentally competent, and a child. And if any of them does serve as such a messenger, then it's not a valid get. However, women or relatives are valid people who can serve as messengers. And even those who are forbidden on a rabbinic level to act as witnesses, they are able to serve as messengers to bring the get. However, those who are forbidden on a Torah level to testify are also forbidden to bring a get. And if they do bring it, it's invalid on a rabbinic level. When is that true? That's if the get has been ratified, legitimatized, based off of its signatories, that we know indeed that they had signed on it. However, if we have no basis to rely on it other than the words of somebody who is forbidden to testify on a Torah level, so then it is not a valid get. Shota Eved. If the messenger was appointed while the person who was the messenger was unable to serve as a messenger, but at the stage when they brought it, they were now able to serve as a messenger, such as a child who has grown up, a deaf mute who becomes regular, somebody who was not mentally competent who becomes mentally competent, a non-Jew who converts, a slave who is freed. In this case, nonetheless, the get is still invalid on a Torah level. However, if the get was first given while the person was normal, then they became a deaf mute, and then they went back to a stage of being normal, or similarly, somebody was mentally competent, lost his mental competency, and then regained it, at the stage when he brought it to the woman, so then it's a valid get, because ultimately, in the beginning and in the end, they were in a state where they had mental competency.
If a woman appoints a shliach and does so with witnesses and says to him, take for me my get, and it should be in your hand, in that case, she's appointed him as a shliach kabbala, and it's as if she said, receive the get on my behalf. A woman has the capacity, the Rambam now says, to appoint a shliach kabbala in order to receive the get from the hands of the messenger of the husband. Uktana ina osa shliach kabbala. A girl who is a minor is not able to appoint a shliach kabbalah. Now, even though her courtyard has the capacity to acquire the get on her behalf, just as an adult would, even though that's true, nonetheless, she's not able to appoint a shliach kabbalah because that requires witnesses in order to appoint them. And witnesses are not able to testify on behalf of a child that does not have full-fledged mental capacity. If a woman had appointed a shliach kabbalah, but the husband says, I don't want you to be a shliach kabbalah. Instead, I want you to be a shliach laholacha, to bring it to her, and therefore she won't be divorced until it actually reaches her hand, the husband has the capacity to do so. And in that case, he is not a shliach l'kabbalah, he is rather a shliach l'holacha. Aval im amar lo hiskabala gita, o helecha, o zechela, lo akar shlichas l'kabbalah. However, if he said, here, receive it for her, or here it is for you, or acquire it for her, so in that case, he hasn't removed the shliach l'kabbalah, and therefore she'll immediately be divorced. Aval im amar lo holich la, akar shlichas l'kabbalah, v'nas shliach haba. However, if he said, take it to her, so in that case, he has undermined her sending him as a shliach kabbalah, and then this fellow has become a messenger of the husband as a shliach laholacha. And similarly, if he had said, take it and bring it to her, so in that case as well, he's removed the fellow as being a shliach kabbalah, and now he's simply a shliach laholacha. Halacha Yud Aleph. Shliach ha'isha shebala kabbal get min abal. V'amar lo shliach kabbalah ani. V'amar lo habal, holech get zeh kmo she'amra. Kolomar, eini oker shlichuscha. The heaviest get. If we have a rather complex case where the woman sends a messenger to receive the get from the husband, and the fellow says to the husband, I'm here as a shliach kabbalah. And the husband says to him, here's the get, take it as she said. Meaning to say, I'm not removing your appointment, but rather, I'm doing whatever it was, whether she made you a shliach kabbalah, whether she made you a shliach haba, regardless, you are as what she said. In other words, the husband was non-committed. He was just saying, follow whatever she had said. And then, indeed, this messenger brings the get to the woman. And she says, I didn't make you a shliach kabbalah. I made you a shliach haba. At which point, I shouldn't be divorced from the moment you received it. I should only be divorced from the moment that it's reached her hands. So the Rambam says, in that case, even when it reaches her hands, she's not divorced. Because the messenger had removed the status of being a shliach in accordance with what she had told him initially, when he had told the husband, I'm just here to receive the get. I'm not here to go and schlep it back to her. And by doing so, he was never actually a shliach to bring it to the wife from her behalf, nor was he ever appointed from the husband for anything. The husband said, just do whatever she said. The shliach had removed himself from doing what she had said, and therefore she's not divorced even when it reaches her hands. Halachiyud Beis. Amar shliach lebal, shliach habani, v'amar lo habal, holeich kamosh amra, v'hevi es haget, v'amar lo shliach lekabal esamtich. Kevan shegia get liyada, megoreshes, sherei lo akar shlichas shamra, ela garosa, sherei hi omer es lekabala, v'hu omer lebal, haba bovad. If the messenger, however, says to the husband, that I'm here on behalf of the wife in order to bring the get back to her, amar shliach haba, and the husband says, do as she said, and then he brings the get back to the woman. And she says to him, what do you mean? I made you as a shliach kabbalah. In that case, once the get actually reaches her hand, she is indeed divorced. Because in this case, the shliach didn't undermine that which she had appointed him. He, in fact, made it worse for himself rather than easier. She had made him a shliach kabbalah, which means as soon as he had received it, she would have been divorced. He said, no, I'm going to go and bring it back to her, which is only harder for himself. And therefore, he's kept the state of being her messenger and has limited it now, though, to only be where he's going to bring it back to her. And in that case, since that was all he had told the husband, that's all he was acting as, and therefore she'll be divorced only upon it reaching her hands. Halacha Yud Gimel. Habal sheshalach get l'ishto, bash liach l'nola v'lo nitalta. El amr lo b'fnei edim, yeh get zeh b'kadm l'etzlecha. Osh amr lo, hari ash liach kablo li. Hari zu migureshes b'safek, ash yeh get liyada. M'shigia get liyada, diskarish v'adai. If the husband sends a get to his wife, and the messenger tries to give it to the wife, but she doesn't want to take it. Instead, she says to the messenger in front of witnesses, hold on to the get, it should be in your hands as a deposit. Or she said to him, you are hereby a messenger to receive it on my behalf. In that case, it's uncertain whether she's divorced until the get actually reaches her hand. But once the get reaches her hand, in that case, she is fully, absolutely divorced. When a messenger is bringing a get to deliver to the wife, so when he gives it to her, he's supposed to give it to her in front of witnesses, and those two witnesses are supposed to read it before they allow him to give it over, and at that point, then he should give it over in front of them. Because the messenger is in the place of the husband, and just as what they would do from the husband giving it to the wife, they should also do what the messenger giving it to the wife. And thus, harkening back to an earlier parak, if the messenger were to hand it to her without the Eidi Masira, who observed the exchange, reading it first, and then she takes it and throws it into the sea and it's lost, in that case, it's uncertain whether she's divorced. Halacha Tezvav. Avar HaShliach Menasana Ged Beino Lebeina. Yidlenu Mimena V'yachshar V'yenu La B'fnei Shnayim. If the messenger transgresses this, however, and instead he gives it to her privately, in that case, he can take it back from her and then go and re-give it to her in front of two witnesses. Then Mase. However, if the messenger dies, then in that case, if he's dead, then since the get is in her hands, and we can ratify the signatures, then in that case, it's going to be a valid get. If a messenger is carrying a get, and before he reaches the hands of the woman, then the husband first says, I want that get that I sent you with, it should be nullified. Or he first gets the woman first and he says, that get which I sent you is nullified. Or he sends another messenger to go and nullify it. Or he says to other people, that the get which I sent to my wife is nullified. In that case, it is indeed nullified. This is even true once the get now has reached her hand. Now, whenever somebody is going to nullify it in front of other people, rather than the messenger he had sent or in front of the woman, so then he needs to do so in front of two people. However, if it's after the get has reached her hands, or the hands of a messenger of hers who's receiving it, in that case, he's no longer able to nullify it. Even though he might, within a span of a couple of seconds, retract from what he's done, he drops in the hands of the shliach kabbalah, he says, oh, I want to nullify the get, it doesn't matter. Since he'd only tried to nullify it after it reached her hands, or the hands of her shliach kabbalah, or the hands of her courtyard, so in that case, it's too late, and she's already divorced. If somebody was searching for a messenger in order to go ahead and nullify it, or he was looking for two people that he could nullify it in front of them, and meanwhile, while he was searching out for this person, the get reached her hand, and then afterwards he nullified it, it's still not nullified. This is true, even though he was trying to nullify, too bad, since he hadn't, it's not nullified, and she's divorced. Somebody says to 10 people they should write a get and give it to his wife. He's able to nullify it in front of one, but not in front of the other one, and in fact, he can even do so in front of two people who are not involved at all, not at all part of these 10. If he had sent the get in the hands of two people, he's able to nullify one without the other one being present. Even if there were 10 people he had appointed, and then he simply removes them being agents on his behalf when only one of them was present, so then, nonetheless, the get is invalid. Similarly, if somebody said to two witnesses that the get I'm going to give to my wife, I'm going to write and give to her, is nullified, and then indeed he goes ahead and he writes one and he gives it to her in front of two witnesses, even other people, in that case, it's still a nullified get. This is what we refer to as placing an objection, protesting a get from beforehand. Similarly, if you said any get which this person writes for me is nullified, or similarly, he says any get I'm going to write in this based in is nullified, or if he says any get I write from now until 20 years from now is nullified, in all these cases the get is nullified. Similarly, if he had said in front of two people that any get I write for my wife is going to be nullified, and anything that I afterwards am going to claim to nullify this statement of objection right now, that too should be nullified. And then he goes ahead and he writes the get, and he gives her the get, even though he might go ahead and nullify this protest before it's been written, nonetheless, the get is still invalid. Halachachaf. If this is the case, the husband can essentially always secretly go ahead and nullify the validity of the get prior to the wife receiving it. Then how can we ever have a woman get divorced? Rambam explains. We have the witnesses prior to the writing of the get say to the man that you should know anything that you have set up which will cause the get to be nullified, those things should be nullified, and then he responds, yes. And then afterwards, we tell them to write and sign and hand over the get. And we don't allow the husband to leave until the get actually reaches her hand in order to ensure that he not go out and nullify it. Now somebody who's voicing one of these objections to the get, or somebody who nullifies the objection to the get, neither of those require a formal act of acquisition to concretize that the individual really means what he says. If somebody sends a get in the hand of a messenger and then nullifies it, then he can afterwards go ahead and use the same get in order to divorce his wife. Because in this case, he hasn't nullified the validity of the get itself, but rather he has nullified the validity of the messenger, of having sent this fellow to deliver the get. The fikach imaya get biyada baal upitlo goin shamar get zeh batalhu inam garish bololam hayu kecheres hanishbar. Therefore, if the get is in the hand of the husband and he nullifies it, so if he says this get should be nullified, then he is never able to use it again to divorce with. It is if it's a pottery shard which is broken. Im garish bo inam garish, and in fact, if he tries to use it to divorce his wife, it does not work. And therefore, similarly, if he had sent the get along with a messenger, and then he says, I want to nullify that get from being a get, in that case, then, he can never use that get again to divorce the wife. Now, with what language, what formulation is somebody able to nullify a get? Amar, batalhu, yefshi bo, getza lo yoel, lo yantar, lo yazov, lo shaleach, lo garish, yeh kheres, yeh If he uses any of these formulations, it's nullified, I won't stand by it, It can't be effective. It shouldn't permit her. It shouldn't release her. It shouldn't send her away. It shouldn't divorce her. May it be a pottery shard. May it be like a pottery shard. Behold, it's like a pottery shard. So if you use any of those different formulations or anything similar to them, so then he's nullified it. Halacha Chaf Gimel. Aval Im Amar Get Zeh Eino Get Pasul Hu Eino Moil Eino Matir Eino Meshaleach Eino Megarish Cheres Hu Lo Amar Klum. However, the husband instead had said, this get is not a get. It's not valid, it's not effective, it doesn't permit her, it doesn't release her, it doesn't send her away, it doesn't divorce her, it's a pottery shard. So in this case, he hasn't said anything. Because this isn't saying that he wants it to be nullified, he's claiming it is already nullified. He's stating something which he claims to be true, telling us of something. And that's not actually the case. It's as if he's saying something which is just not the truth. He claims that something which is forbidden is permitted, or he claims that something which is impure is actually pure, but that's not true. If, however, he used a terminology that said this get is nullified in a way where the implication could be that it's in the past tense, that we find, for example, in Shir HaShirim, where the pasuk says that he turned away and he was gone. So in that case, it's doubtful whether there's divorce. And therefore, if he uses such a get, it's a case of doubt whether or not she's divorced. If somebody sent a messenger to deliver a get to his wife, and the messenger returns and says, I couldn't find her, or she didn't want to take it, and then the husband says, oh, thank God, it's so wonderful to hear, or something along those lines. That indicate that he doesn't actually want to divorce her. Because he was so happy about the get being held up. In that case, he hasn't nullified it. Rather, it can still be given, and the wife can be divorced. Until the point where he says, don't give it to her, or he nullifies it explicitly. If somebody sends a messenger in order to deliver a get to his wife, and then afterwards he nullifies it in front of two other people, or he had voiced an objection, as we had discussed beforehand, protesting the get, in this circumstance, in this case, we will go ahead and administer lashes of rebelliousness because of the way he's behaving, because he's causing there to be illegitimate children in Klal Yisrael. Why? Because what's going to happen? The get will reach her hands. She'll think she's divorced. She'll go ahead and marry somebody else, which is actually committing adultery without her knowledge. And then later on, witnesses are going to come around and claim that he had nullified it in front of them, or they'll claim that he had issued an objection to it prior to being written. And then in that case, the child who was born to that new husband is going to be illegitimate. Halacha Chaf Zayin. Shliach shevi get unsan alisha. Ain orim shema bidlo abal. Ela nos nos ala v'cheskash hu kasher v'tinas hebo. If a messenger brings a get for a woman and he gives it to her, we don't have to suspect that maybe the husband had nullified it. Instead, we say, look, you can assume that it's fine and you can give it to the woman. In fact, she can even go and remarry off of it. V'em nimsa acher kein shebitlo. However, if unfortunately afterwards it turns out that the husband had nullified it, teitzei, she has to leave her new husband, because she had committed adultery with him, essentially. Havlad mamzer, and any child that she might have had from that new husband is considered illegitimate. Similarly, we don't have to suspect that maybe the husband had made an objection to the get prior to being written. Instead, we assume it's in its presumption of being valid, and therefore she can go ahead and get remarried off of it. Similarly, if somebody is bringing a get, and he had left the husband last, sick, or elderly, in that case you can still give the get under the presumption that he's alive. If the husband had been on his deathbed, to the point where we assume he was going to die, most people in this state would have died. So then even though the get was given to the woman, nonetheless we have to suspect that maybe the husband had died first, and therefore it's a case of doubt whether she's divorced, because you can't give a get after you've died. Similarly, if there was a husband who was within a city that had been surrounded by enemies, was under siege, or a boat which was in distress at sea, or somebody had been going out to be judged, perhaps to be killed, then in that case, we still assume that they are alive. And therefore, if the get was in the hands of a messenger in any of these cases, and it was given to the woman, we assume that she's divorced. However, with regards to other people, though, somebody that was in a city that had been conquered by the enemy, had been breached, or a boat that had sunk at sea, or somebody was leaving a court of non-Jews to be executed, or somebody had been dragged away by a wild animal, or washed away by a river, or had a building collapse upon him, in that case, we have to treat them with the stringencies both of being alive as well as being dead. Therefore, if a messenger has the get from such a husband and was going to give it to the wife, he should not give it. If he transgresses and gives it to the wife, in that case, it's uncertain whether she's divorced, because perhaps he was alive. However, if we know for a fact that the husband had died prior to reaching her hands, if we discover that, in that case, then it's not a valid get. The final halacha in the parak. If a husband sends a get to his wife, he's still obligated to support her, and with all the other stipulations mentioned in the ksuba, until the get actually reaches her hands, or into the hands of her shliach kabbalah. Have a wonderful day.